26. The Solution for Closed Doors. Miss Hakandotir carried a canvas bag up the steps of the Egyptian temple and paused at the entrance, resting her metal hand on the huge paws of the Sphinx. Despite more than 2,000 years of rain wearing down the statue, and vines that had worked their way into the cracks, she could still make out the lion-shaped head and the eyes that stared out over the ruined city below. The door to the temple was in the mouth of the Sphinx. What clever builders the Egyptians were to carve the temple into the side of a black mountain formed from hardened lava. The hundreds of steps leading to the entrance were a wonder. The Sphinx itself must have inspired terror and awe in anyone who saw it. She and her soldiers had been camped on a flat area of the ruins for over 2 weeks. Behind her, soldiers continued to cut away the forest to make more room for their white tents, set up in neat rows. Piles of green bush burned along the edges of the expanding territory. They hadn't been bothered by any natives since their arrival. Rifle fire had kept the first group of inquisitive tribesmen away. She'd learned that lesson in Africa. Shoot one and the rest will flee. It would take the natives weeks to regain their courage, and by that time her task would be done. Guild soldiers had spent the first week cutting away the overgrowth around the temple, revealing the black stone door that was the main entrance. The door had proved impossible to open. They had smashed it with hammers to no avail, had even worked a team of horses to death trying to pull the rock away. How had Alexander King managed to open the door on his own? There had to be a secret lever to push or some other ancient trick. Fortunately, in this modern day, she was able to bring along her own final trick. Dynamite. She opened her canvas bag and tied a bundle of dynamite to the center of the door, then added two more bundles for good measure. Then she ran the fuse halfway down the long stone stairway and lit it herself, watching as it burned along the stones and toward the dynamite. The soldiers took cover, but she stood out in the open to watch the explosion. The mountain actually seemed to shake, flocks of birds shooting into the sky, and she imagined animals and savages shuddering for miles. A beautiful sight. The explosion was immensely satisfying. Miss Hakandotir was the first to climb up through the dusty air to where the stone door had been shattered into black shards. "That will teach you to stand in my way," she thought. She stared into the darkened chamber, then picked up a shard and threw it inside. It landed in shadows. The Chinese man, Zedong, had likely known the easy way to open the door, and had she realized there would be such an obstacle, she wouldn't have pushed him out of the airship at 500 feet. She shouldn't have gotten so frustrated with his inability to remember the exact location of the temple. Less than an hour after the unfortunate tumble, they spotted the temple from the air. Sometimes she was too quick to hand out punishment. One of her few faults. Zedong had confirmed the reports that Alexander King had gone mad after entering the temple. Madness was something she didn't want to fool around with. She was pleased that Visser had arrived the previous day after taking a shortcut through the waterways of the Malay archipelago. She signalled him to send one of his falcons inside. A few minutes later it emerged, unscathed. She turned to three of her soldiers. "Enter the temple and find the god face." With ropes and climbing equipment on their backs, rifles and bull's-eye lanterns held high, they strode into the darkness. She didn't move from her position. An hour later, one of the soldiers stumbled out, his face bloody, and fell at her feet, staring directly into the sun. "What happened?" she asked. "What did you see?" She kicked him in the ribs. He had scratches all over his face, and his fingernails were broken and stained with blood. Had he gouged his own face? His uniform was drenched in sweat, and he had perhaps even soiled himself. "Take him away," she commanded bitterly, and two guild soldiers carried him down to the medical tent. She stared into the dark, blast-marked mouth of the Sphinx. So the god face was real. She began to feel an emotion she hadn't experienced for a very long time. Fear.